Good evening. For the last 3 months, we've all been assiduously studying Maseches Gittin, a very difficult Masechta. Now that we're nearing the end, a few days we should be finished, it would be appropriate, as much as we could within the limited time available, to discuss practically how the entire Masechta is translated Lamaisa when, in case, in fact, very sadly, a get has to actually... Chazal say that the Mizbeach cries when a Jewish home is broken up, when a divorce takes place, when a get is being given. It's not a positive occurrence, but we all agree that the foundations of Jewish family life are ruined if the get, when it is not given, if the house is broken up and the get that's given is not a kosher one, doesn't actually sever the bonds of the Eishes Ish. A get is probably the most chomor thing that Rabbonim have to deal with today, because the ramifications of the get, if it's not, wasn't properly given, are ramifications of, first of all, Eishes Ish's Beskila, it's something which is Chayv Mises Bezdin. And second of all, if the get was improperly given and the woman, by mistake, gets married, so any children born then will have the stigma of Mamzeiris. Chazal call it a Mu'uvus Layuchat Liskoin. There's no way to fix it afterwards. So the Choymer is such that the Poiskim are full of the following expression. Like is, there might be ways to be lenient, but mishum chumra de eishes ish, we want to follow the stringent opinion. You don't find, speaking of minyanet yomer, you won't find in Chazal, when there's a question if the esrig is kosher or not, and most opinions allow it, there might be some kind of suffix, but mishum chumra de esrig, you shouldn't take this esrig. We don't find that anywhere in the Paiskim. Mishum chumra de eishes ish comes up keseder. So this point is something which has to be remembered, that from one side, we're dealing with an issue of skila, with an issue of mamzeiris, the chomer of which can't be overstated. From the other side, there's an element over here of iguna, of chayei odom over here. If a woman needs a get, and it was difficult to receive the get, and we will start to be machmir and try to passel the get for a reason where really it doesn't have to be passel, we could be creating a problem of iguna. Chazal say Mishum Iguna, beginning of Beis and Gittin, if you remember, you had it. Mishum Iguna Ikilu Barabonon. We don't want that a woman to remain in Iguna. Therefore, there are certain coolists that are built in. So this balance, the tension between these two things, the Choymer of Eishes Ish from one side, and the concept of Chas V'Shalom, a woman not being an Iguna from the other side, come through the generations. And all the Poiskim, all the Sugyas, when they're dealing with Gittin, you'll see this balance. Just as an introduction, the kemat classical case of iguna that the Achrayim talk about many times is where two cases they talk about. Where the megarish is nebuch a mumer. In the Middle Ages, this would happen that, whatever, the toikif of the gzeirish, there would be sometimes somebody who would leave the fold because of the exigencies of the tkufa, the pressures, whatever there were. And he would be able to be convinced, but barely, to give a get to his wife. He now doesn't consider himself part of the Jewish nation anymore. But Al-Qudin, Hayoish, that when he married a woman, he's Jewish, the Kedushin was Chal, a get is required. The Poskim have a whole list. Mishum get mumer will be makel on this, will be makel on that. We realize that it's very touchy over here. If the priest tells him not to give the get, he's going to run away, and he's not going to do it. So we built in certain kulis. The other kula case where kulis are built in is a case of a shchiv mera. The case would be where Reuven married Rachel, and Reuven has a brother Shimon who lives abroad. In antiquity, abroad, Medina Sayam was very, very far. You couldn't get there. He was lost. He was gone. Shimon, we know he left to a different country. We have no access. We don't know where he is. He's gone. And now Reuven is sick. Reuven and Rachel have no children. If Reuven will die, she'll again remain in Aguna forever. So that's called in the Poskim a get shchiv meira, where also there were certain kulas built in the get, shchivmera specifically, the kulas are built in order that the get should be given as quickly as possible before he loses consciousness and he becomes a geisus and then he can't anymore give the get. He dies, it's too late. The get has to be actually given over to her before he dies. So those are two cases where built in we look for kulas to speed and to smooth out the process. So from one side, Chazal v'moisif chumris, even al gabi chumris, like the Goyin says in one place, in order that the get should be kosher l'kol ha'day. It's the other side, shemiguna, mumer, shchimera, they were mekel. Of course, being that this is such a chomer d'kinyan, so the rabbonim, you know, it's not for any rov, even musmuch, to deal with gittin, and the rabbonim that are oisik on and yoni gittin should be, and we're sure and confident that they are actually g'doyle teira, g'doyle yira. Okay, we're ready now to discuss the procedure of writing a get. We'll use the following format. The Rambam, when he starts off Hilchis Geirishin, tells us a woman, Eino Isha Mizgareshes, Ela Biksav, Sheyagia Lo. She has to receive a document, Viksav Zehu Anikra Get. The Rambam lists Asoro Dvorim, Hein Ikra Geirishin Minatoy. That's how he starts off Hilchis Geirishin. He lists the 10 things which are needed midiraisa, and then he lists other things which are added on to the Rabbonim. We'll try to follow the Rambam's format and look through very superficially the Masechta and see where each din comes up. We can do it really the following way. I don't have a chumash in front of you, but we all know the pasuk of the parasha in Seder Dvarim where it speaks about giving a get. So it says, V'hoya im leisim sechein me'enav, because of a Seder Krisis, v'nosem biyada, shilcha mi'beisai. So we'll start off. V'hoya im loy simtso chein be'enof. That's the first tnai in the get. What does it mean? What the pasuk is telling us, and the Gemara says it in Daf Mem Tesam and Beis Mefurish, is that the prerogative to give or not to give the get is totally in the husband. If a husband gave a get under duress, he was forced. And he didn't want to give the get. It wasn't Lir Tzaynai. The Rambam says, the Gemara says, we had it in Lachmem Tes Amid Beis, the get is going to be bottle. It's posel midai raisin. Isha yoytza Lir Tzayna v'shaloi Lir Tzayna. We'll explain that in a moment. Ha ish einay meitziya el Lir Tzaynai. He has to want to give the get. If he doesn't want, he was forced to do the action of giving over the get is bottle. Meidach gisa, a woman, midaraisa by Torah law, can receive the get even against her will. Rabbinically it's prescribed, it's called cheirim derabeinu gershim, which doesn't allow a woman to be forced to receive a get. She can only give the get the get by her rotzon. That's the difference. If the get has to be given, there's no way. If he's not willing to give the get is bottle. However, this is the important however. There are cases where he's mechuyev. The Mishnah says he's mechuyev to give get. The Mishnah says ve'elu shekoyfin oisei lohitzis. The Mishnah in Ksubas Daf Ayin Zayin, where we force the husband to give the get. See, the question is, the case of it, a simple case would be if he's a mukashchin, he has an illness which is repulsive and such that they can't live together normally. So he's mechuyev to divorce her. Understand? Didn't we just say that the get has to be given l'rtzoinoi? It can't be given against his will. So how do we reconcile that with the Mishnah which says we force him to give the get? So this is where the Gemara in Erchin, the Rambam brings it, comes up with the famous concept which is called Koifin Oisai Ad Sheyoimar Roitzani. We force him until he says I want, which means the following. The Rambam explains. A person is mechuyev to do what the Torah requires from him. The Torah requires from him to give a get. He's mechuyev to give a get. Elamai, his baser instincts, his Yetzirah, tells him, no, don't do it, don't give the get. So here we force him, even the corporal punishment was allowed, beginning of the Gemara, we force him, in a case where we decided, the Torah decides that he's mechuyev to give the get, we force him to say, you know, we sort of teach him to understand, oh, I have to now give the get. So even in the case where it's a mitzvah and it's a kfiyah lagarish, we will not give the get until he actually says, I want to give the get. However, we can use different inventive means in order to convince him to understand, to explain to him that the Torah requires you to give the get, and in that case, the get will be a kosher get because it's within the requirement of v'hoyim leisim tzachayim be'enav. Because once he understands that he, al pi Torah, is not allowed to live together with his wife, he, al pi Torah, has to divorce his wife, once he understands that, he will then go give the get l'rtzayne. And that's the din, that the get is kosher. If any of you are ahead of the daf, you already learned tomorrow's daf, so you've already seen the Mishnah which says the following. Daf pei ches amid beis. The Mishnah says, get me'usa, a forced get, b'Yisrael kosher. How could that be? How could we force the get? So Rashi says, on the Gemara says that it was me'usa kedin, zok Rashi, kegoin, for example, hanach those, the amrinan buhu, yoitzi v'yitin ksuba, those where the din is that he has to be moitzir and pays to the ksuba, his commitments that he made when they got married. Oishois asuraloi, for instance, a simple case would be a kohen who marries a grusha, we can force them to actually get divorced. This din, sadly, has practical ramifications, because in some cases you have a recalcitrant husband who's not willing to give a get. So in a tkufa when it's Yad Yisrael Takifa and we can do kedin, so this is where it would split. If he's mechuyev, he's me'elu shekoyfin oisam lahoitzi, which is a big discussion in the poskim, what exactly, which is exactly included in the klal of koyfin oisam lahoitzi. If he's within though, that's koyfin oisam lahoitzi, so then we can be ma'aseh, miloshen oiseh, against his will, we can force him to give the get. If, however, he is not me'elu, and this is crucial because this is a common mistake that people think, oh yeah, well, if we would just take him off into the corner and beat him up, we would explain to him the importance of giving the get and he would give it. The get is still possible. The get is only kosher if lahalocha he's mechuyiv to give the get. If a bezdin decided he's mechuyiv to give the get, kain to a grusha or similar, or a mukashchin or similar, and he doesn't want to give the get, then we can force him until he says roitzani. He has to give the get miritzayne hatoy, but we can use different types of pressure. If, however, he doesn't want to give the get because, sadly so, they haven't come to a proper heskim over, let's take practical cases, over financial issues or over child custody issues. Let's say, for instance, it ended up in a secular court and the judge paskin the wrong way, not la halacha as far as who should get custody or who should get distribution of assets. So as far as she's concerned, she's divorced secularly and she's saying, well, he doesn't want to give the get. Maybe he's not mechuyev to give the get. If the psak was shalei kedin, the judge went kineged the Torah, he's not mechuyev to give the get. This has the psak of the, in order for a get to be required to be given, the all of the issues from which are holding back the husband from giving the get have to be decided lahalocha. Practically speaking, if in fact it was decided by the rabbanim that a get has to be given, and he still doesn't want to give, so very carefully, there are some cases where different types of, they're called harchokas de Rabbeinu Tam, are used in very rare cases where societal pressure, today we're not Yad Yisrael Takifa, we live in societies where this is not practical, it's not allowed, so societal pressures are used. If you ever see a situation where a competent Bezdin suggests that a certain husband, they give him a din of a recalcitrant husband, that he's ma'agin shaloi kedin, and therefore they suggest that you don't sit next to him in shul, so if it was done by a responsible Bezdin, you should accept that, as much as it might be uncomfortable to you, because that is from the few tools which Rabbonim have to force a get where the din is that the get has to be given. Okay? That's a very sad issue, and that has to be decided before they actually come to write the get. Let's summarize. The din is that a get has to be given l'ratzayim. In very rare cases, the husband can be made to understand that he should be given the get, and then he gives it. In most cases, this has to be worked out between them. All the other issues are taken care of before. Generally speaking, when they come to the Rav to actually write the get, so the Rav who's doing the get, who's misada the get, is aware from before that all the issues of Rechush assets, or housing, whatever the mutual assets they might have had, or custody issues have been taken care of and solved, and now the husband is going to give the get. And the first question the Rav is, are you giving your get mirotzen atoiv? Are you giving it out of your own free will, not under duress? And in fact, during the get process, there's a concept called bitul moedoyes, where the husband actually says in front of Eidim that he is mevatel any statements which he might have made in the past that the get was under duress. And this is all taken care of before, and to make sure that it's a kosher get, no serious Rav will just come in and, you know, put blinders and do the get, even though he sees that somebody is holding the guy in a half Nelson from behind, pulling and twisting his arm and forcing him to give it. No Rav will actually do a get in such a case. No responsible Rav, obviously. If it's done, it doesn't help. The get is wrong. Okay, so we finish with that. He has to want, he's wanting, and even more so, his knowledge of the fact that he is giving a get, he has to be conscious and aware and wanting from the beginning of the process until the get is actually given to the woman in her hand. Where is this going to come up? Another very sad case. First of all, I'll give a simple case which the Oyel might remember. In the Flamed Beis, the beginning of the fourth parak, you had Hashaleach Get Leishtoi. He wrote the get, but she wasn't there, so he was sent it through an emissary, a proxy of his, to give it to his wife. It hasn't yet arrived in her hand. Zok the Mishnah. Va'omaloi, he ran after the Shliach and he said, Get shenasati lecho bottle hu, hareze bottle. It's a race. If he catches the Shliach before he gives the get to the wife and he says, I'm a vatel the get, he can still be a vatel. Because his rotzoin has to continue until the actual second when they become divorced, which is the second that the get reaches her hand. So he can be mevatel it until then. That's one unscrupulous case where he can, where his rotzen is needed and he can actually turn it around until the last minute. But there's another case, and that's a sad case. What happens if he's not well? I'm sure you all remember the Mishnah in Daf Samech Chesamid Beis, Misha Ochzoi Kuradaikus, the beginning of the seventh parak, where he has what's called a Deo Mishubeshes. We're not clear. He's in the middle of an epileptic fit of some sort, and he says, write the get. Where it's clear to the people who see him that he is not cognizant, he's not fully aware of what he's saying, but he said it. Is that good? Dr. Mishnah Lo Yomar Klum. It's no good. This comes up in a case where a man is, his illness is such that he can't talk anymore. Simin Kuf Chaf Aleph in Shulchan Aruch speaks about where we will allow, and it's based on that sugi and the Ayin Beis, where will we allow a man to actually indicate to us that he's willing and interested in divorcing his wife if he can't talk? He's dumb for whatever reason. Let's say he's so ill that he can't communicate for whatever reason. So the Pesukim, the Gemara speaks about that. Remiza will help, but we want to make sure. So we ask him several questions. We ask him, is it winter now? What kind of fruits are in the winter season? What kind of fruits in the summer season? This fruit, that fruit. And he shakes his head, yes, no, three times. The proper answers. He speaks, like we said, Yiddish, speaks to the Zach, speaks. He is Meramis to us, to the Zach. So in that case, we will go forward with the get. And that's a very chomer dikke case. I know Rabbonim Misandre Gittin, that when they have such a case, they sort of, you know, kick it upstairs and they take with them one of the Ziknei Rabbonim Gdelei Ador in order to actually do the get. A case which I remember, I heard this is from the brother of the Baal Ovda. There was a gentleman who, it seems that even when he was single, he wasn't 100% at the top of his class, let's say, but he was married. He was married. The family found him what they thought was a suitable girl. But afterwards, you know, I want to tell you something. Getting married is easy. Staying married is the accomplishment. So he went very badly. He degenerated in his mental state, and at that point, he had to even be hospitalized, put into some kind of protective home, with the hope that maybe with the time he would improve, But there was no question of him coming back and actually being able to run a normal house. He was going to improve, but a get had to be taken from him. So the brother of the husband was dealing with a rav from Agudas Rabbanim. The story happened in Tavshin Lamed, 38 years ago in the summer. And the rav said, let's wait a little bit, see how if things might get better, might stabilize the situation. One Sunday he goes to visit his brother, and he says, he's speaking to the Zach, he can communicate with him. So he calls the rav comes right away down, converses with him, speaks to him. He says, I'm a little bit masopic. I want to be messiah with Moshe Feinstein. This story is to tell us the godless of the level of the midas of Moshe Feinstein. He calls up Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein is a man of 75 years old at the time. He listens on the phone. He hears the evidence. Based on us, I'll come myself. Rav Moshe Feinstein himself, in order to decide this issue, we said how chomer this is. The question, is he bedas? Is he intelligently enough that from his conversation we understand that he understands what it means to get divorced? He understands what it means to be mitzaveh, to appoint a cipher we'll discuss shortly, but you've seen it already in the Masechta, that all of what he has to understand, that he's appointing a cipher, he's writing a document, giving over the document, will actually affect the divorce. Rav Moshe Feinstein wasn't happy, he wants to come down. Came down himself. He listened, he talked, he said, yeah, I'm willing, let's go. He spent 4 hours there on the spot. He said, I want to get to be the tzivu al kapanim to start the procedure now. He spent 4 hours there. They called down a cipher. They called down Adam. They took the tzivuim in order to start the procedure of writing the get. And after 4 hours, the brother was pashas. He didn't know Ramesh was from a different chuk. He was surprised. Can I pay you for this? Ramesh said, what's this? Matzalan, Aydish Tochtam, Michavle, Oigun, saving a Jewish girl from Igun? Gave him a ride back. It took an hour and a half. That's how long it took him. He traveled an hour and a half in order to decide this issue. So that's what we're saying. This is a very chomerdike issue. Sometimes it's very sad. It has to be decided. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, when he had such a person, he would sleep with him in the same room. So that if at any point he would see that he was the Seder, today we can control this maybe more by medications, but at that he would arrange to get right away. There's a famous, from a historical point, there's a famous get, which goes down in history as the Get Mikliv, Kliva. It was a town in the Prussian, the German Empire, where there was a fellow who gave a get to his wife, and the controversy was, it seems that at that point, the day before, he was paranoid, he ran away from home, people are running away from me, I have to give get right away, I have to run to England. Anyway, the Rav gave the get, and arranged that he held that he was by the Das, and the Rabboni Frankfurt held the get was no good, and Kol G'dayli Ador mixed in. On a halachic level, there was a halachic issue over here, but it seems from the way it comes down to us in history that there were other issues which the Mecharcherei Riv, the middlemen, the politicians, the handlers also got involved and created a fight between the Rabboni. After the Kachta, there was a takon in Frankfurt that an einikel of the native Yehuda can't ever be a Rav in Frankfurt. Because this became other extraneous, superfluous issues, which through the generations do happen. Today, of course, not. But Amol, there were other issues which got involved. But what was the halakhic issue over there? So we have, the problem was that Rabboni Frankfurt weren't mefarsim then nidoinim. They held that it was a question of jurisdiction. Yes, that it happened in their county, not far from Frankfurt. It was their domicile, and once they passed in, it's no good. Other Rabbonim shouldn't be getting involved. Today we have already what from the Pinkus, what the Rabboni Frankfurt held. And in a nutshell, it's not really a gittin sugya. It's the sugya in Chagiga says, Ezeu shoita. And the Gemara Chagiga brings three reasons, things that are hagdoras of a person that is shoita. Yoytzi yichidi balaylo, goes out on his own at night. Lon beves akvoris, sleeps in a cemetery. Mekarei aksusai, tears clothing. The question is, are these the simonim? And only these are the simonim, or is it just a simon and everybody can understand? If a person's paranoid and he thinks people are running after him, he sees people in the room, he's hallucinating, he also has a din of a shaita, or not. Or if he has these simonim, he's a shaita. If he has other problems, so he might have other problems, but if he can, in fact, besides his other problem that he happens to hear voices once a week, right? But besides that, he's acting normally, so maybe that would not be called a shaita. A lot of the tshuvas in the Achrayim are busy with a an inherently Jewish problem. A man who's normal, he pretty much runs, he works, he runs, and he can run all that, but his only problem is that he believes that he's Mashiach. And the tshuva, that a few tshuvas are Mashiach, Feinstein has a tshuva, others have a tshuva, is that itself a point that they ever know, he's already a shaitan, he can't. Once he thinks he's Mashiach, so his das is such that on every issue, I'm going to question if he understands what's going on. Or do I say no? If in everything else he's what we call normal, he has one problem. So, you know, she may not have been smart in marrying him to begin with, but that doesn't mean that if he's divorcing her, he's called a shaita that he can't actually give a get. Okay. It's a lot in the tshuvas about this. We have to move on. Okay. So we finish Mahalil and Sechein Be'enav. What does the pasuk continue? V'kosav. Because of law, Sefer Krisus. So from that we learn, like the Rambam tells us, that the way that the Krisus is effected is by giving over a document, a Sefer. The Kosav would be Mashma that he actually has to write this document. Is that true? So the answer is yes and no. He has to write the document. He. But just like in Kol HaTorah Kulu, we have a concept of Shluche Shel Adam Kamoisei, a person can appoint a proxy. Things which he has to do, except Mitzvah Shebegufa, he can't appoint a proxy to wear tefillin for him, but he can appoint a proxy to do for him Chaloisim, to do effect for him Kinyonim or similar. So, Shlichus helps. Okay. Now this is very crucial. So he doesn't have to write to get himself, he can appoint a Shliach to write to get himself. There was a very difficult sugya which you all remember 3 weeks ago, Daf Samach Vav. The sugya of Oimer Imru. La halacha, we paskin, Rishayna paskin, like Rashi in the Gemara, that Oimer Imru is no good. That means the following. Reuven can be mitzava shliach to write a get. But he can't tell, Reuven can't say, Shimon, tell Levi to write for me the get. That's called Oimer Imru. I told him to tell, and the simple explanation is good. Mili loy memsri lishliach. There's not enough going on in order to give over from one shliach to the other, and it's no good. If that's so now listen carefully, you have to think practically over here. This creates a very serious chumrah, difficulty. Why? Because if that's so the only way that a soifer can receive that appointment, that minui to write the get, is only if he actually hears it directly from the Baal. Why is this difficult? Because sometimes in extremists you have a case where there's a fellow who has to, he's in jail. So two kosher eidim can hear his minui, but they're not qualified or able to write the get, they're not suffering. It's a highly specialized field being a sefer. There aren't that many around. You'll find them only in the places where there's a big Shemit Torah Mitzvahs community, so you'll have Sofrim in-house. You don't have Sofrim in, with all due respect to Oklahoma, but I find it hard to believe that there's a Sofer right now in the state of Oklahoma who's qualified and able to write a get. Correct? So this creates a big difficulty, but that's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is in Kim'at. As a standard, the requirement is that the Sofer actually hears directly from the Baal, the Sefer is, Ani, I am appointing you, Pliny, etc., write the get. And I'm appointing you and you, Adim, sign on the get. That's, generally speaking, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's Li'ikuva. There are some deists in the Rishonim, and again, in Gittin, we would rather not be Saimach on them, that if by a Shchiv Mira, a Minui Biksav would help, so also even by a bori, a minui biksav would help. Now, if a minui biksav helps, according to those Rishonim, Shetegibayim and others, what does it mean when he's mamanahim biksav? Does it mean that he can actually write and sign and mail it to the cipher? Or does it just mean that he can, in front of the cipher, instead of telling it him face to face, he will give him the document that says, please write a get to my wife. If it has to be done face to face, so we didn't really gain much. According to some opinions of Yisrael Hanan and others, they held that minui biksav means even shaloi b'fonav. It depends how the Beis Yosef learned like that in the Shul Tekibayim also, that a minui biksav, according to those who shine, that it helps means even shaloi b'fonav. There are also some opinions that even though Omer Imru doesn't help, but that's only if he was Omer Imru, told him to tell him. But if he tells him, listen, you two Adim, how I am the mana, the Sofer, Reuven ben Shimon, who's not in front of us right now, but you hear how I want you to bear witness to the fact that I am a mana that Sofer. There are also some Rishonim that hold that help, that holds that would help. So in extremis, the famous case where this came up, came up wholesale, not just one or two, but the first case was the Russo-Japanese War in 1905, where there were a lot of Fruma soldiers who were sent out to Vladivostok, wherever it was, very far from Vilna and Kovna, and it came to Rav Yisrael Chanan, and there some poiskim said that if in their unit they have two Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, or three better, so they would allow them to do both. In other words, number one, let him write a ksav that he'll mail to us, that he's Mamana, this gentleman who lives by us, to be the Sofer, and these two people to be the Eidim. And number two, let the other three Fruma people write to us that they heard how Bepeh he was Mamana, the Sofer, by us. Both together, B'makom Iru, Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. This is a questionable issue, but like we say, this is where you really don't have any other option, and there's no way out of it. As a general rule, to set up a bezdin where the sofer and the husband never meet, that's unacceptable, and I'm sure by the responsible, but the dinner is not done. I've seen cases where the kedushin itself was questionable. For instance, what happens if a couple got married without the benefit of a rabbi, justice of the peace? We had recently, in the last 10, 15 years, many Jewish couples who got married in Russia, but they got married zakh, which is a civil marriage. Now they need the husband and the wife separated. Is a get needed? So this is a famous machlokes bizmanenu, if a get is required. This has to do with the sugyas and ksubas. Do we presume that even though they got married without the benefit of a rav, but that's in fact that they lived together and possibly in a kosher, in a neighborhood where there were other from Yidden as man and wife, that itself gives it the chomer of kedusha. So let's call it that it remains as a suffix. So we want a get. In this case, I've seen many rabbonim who have allowed to do the minuyim shaloi befonov. Kilo, the husband was still in Russia, they would send two or three yungalai to Russia to actually get the minui, and they would allow the get to be given b'chahai gavna, even though it wasn't befonov. But again, standard is, unless you have a psak from a top of the line, migdele adar, the standard is that the soifer and the husband must meet, and that is how the kiyum of we have the kiyum of the kosav. The husband tells the sofer, please, I am appointing you to write the get. Okay. Then we have the nosan biyoda. So he's giving something. Chazal darshan from this, as Lavush explains it, that he's giving something which he owns. He must own the get. If you remember from Daf Chof Amid Beis, the Gemara says, "Hareze giteich v'haniyar shali." I'm giving you the get, but the physical, the parchment, the paper of the get, it remains mine. It's einu megareshes. It's not a good get. The get has to belong to the husband. The way this is done on a practical level is that the sofer who comes to write the get, so he comes prepared with paper, quill, whatever ink, whatever's needed in order to write the get, so he's makna the supply that he's going to need to the husband. He says, this is yours. So now the husband has it, the husband owns it. The husband takes now what's his own, paper, quill, ink, etc., and he gives it back to the cipher, and he says, here, I am a man of you, I'm appointing you to write the get with my paper, with my quill, with my ink. And the husband writes the get, so the get belongs to the husband. Pashtus, we're not choshed for umen koine b'shvach kli. So even after the sofer writes the get, it doesn't actually go back and become the sofer's, it remains the husband's get. An interesting point, which is not brought down in the Sidri HaGet, is that after the get is finished and written, so there's leftover, sometimes there's leftover paper, ink for sure, and the pen is left over, so the sofer goes back to the husband and says, please, be makne back to me the leftovers. Because if the sofer is keeping a supply to use for the next husband, if he doesn't get them back, he won't be able to use them anymore, because they belong to the first husband who's long gone. So this has to be done very carefully. if we already mentioned the point that the when I said that the get is written in papers, I want to say an interesting point. If you remember in Daf Heyam Beis, we had the concept of la'as. That is, that we don't add on new chumras to gittin that we didn't see in previous generations. Because if that's going to become something, a new chumra becomes accepted practice, it's going to be moitzi a la'as, kilu, it will create a question back on the previous gittin. Hey, they weren't good. We don't want ever a la'as to be made on a get. The case in Daf Hey was where the fellow said, I want to sit there the whole time. The shliach said, I have to sit for part. I want to sit for the whole time of the get, from beginning to end, while it's being written. The Gemara says, no, I'll get Nerishayim. You're not allowed to do that. Okay? So an interesting case where the concept of la'as came up was the following. Why does it get written on paper? It's not a sefer Torah, but, you know, we do want to have a situation where it's hard to be mezayif, and we want that it should, the forger, we want that it should last for a long time. Shouldn't the get be written on parchment? Wouldn't it be better? So the truth is, until 400 years ago, gittin were generally written on parchment. Then there were the Gzeres Chmelnitsky, 1640, what I called it, Gzeres Tachvetat, 1648, where Cossacks came from the east and massacred a lot of, killed Kehillas and massacred Jews. A lot of gittin had to be written because husbands were running for wives and wives were running for husbands. It was a very sad tkufa, so a lot of gittin had to be written. For whatever reason. And there wasn't enough parchment. So they said, okay, so we'll go over to write gittin on regular paper, which was available. After Patishkeit HaOretz, the Gzeiris calmed down, so they wanted to go back to write again on parchment. So the Taz writes, brought down in some Kuchav Gimel and Shulchan Aruch, the Taz says, leave it the way it is. Im kena tamayitzi la'az al gittin rishayim. So even though we went to paper, we didn't want it, we were forced into it because of the situation, but once we did it, we stay with it. Until today, gittin are written on a sort of a heavy, thick paper, but not on parchment. Until today, because we don't want to be moitzi la'az on previous gittin. The pasuk says, "V'kosav la sefer krisus v'nosan." Hazal darshan from this, the Gemara darshans, that all that's needed after the get is written is v'nosan. If you're missing anything, you have to do another pu'ula in between the v'kosav and the v'nosan, chafalef, the Mishnah, it's possible. Where's the case? If you wrote a get on mechuba l'karka and then you separated it, so that means it's mechusar k'tzitza. That's no good. The Chazal darshan, v'chos kosav v'nosan, together. Atkidekach, that today, the paper which is used for the get is always cut to size before. After the sefer finishes writing the get, even if there's a lot of gilyon left over on the bottom, he will not cut it off. Because with ki'ilu, even though it's not mechusar, it's just arbitrarily, he wants to cut it, he won't. We don't do any pu'ula to the get itself between the kosav and us and any type of cutting. The kosav law. What does law mean? For her. The Maradarshans, the Mishnah, the Chavdalit, it has to be written lishmo. The simple explanation lishmo means that it has to be written for the purpose of this couple's divorce. That means Reuven is divorcing Rachel. If there's a get that was previously, like the Mishnah tells us in the Chavdalit, previously written by a sefer for practice, and it happened to be Reuven and Rachel, those are the names that he put in. I understand that on screen you have the possibility to look at a get. So you see every get has the name of the husband written in it, his father's name, the wife's name, and her father's name. What happens if the Mikra, he wrote a get with Reuven and Rachel beforehand? Can we give it? No. Because it wasn't written lo, lishma, for the purpose of the gerushin of Reuven and Rachel. Practically, we tell the sefer to write it lishmoi, vilishma, vilishem gerushin. There's a little bit of a difficulty in translating this in other languages because some people who are far from Yiddish can have a difficulty in the concept. In other words, the translation is not exact Lishmoy for my name. Even though that would be the literal translation of Lishmoy for my name, Lishma for her name. It's more my name for my purpose, for the purpose of divorce. Yiddish is mein Zwecken. In English we say, we explain it out, and then we add on that the husband usually says lishmi, says those Hebrew words. He says, for my purpose of, for the purpose of divorce, lishmi, v'lishmo, v'lishem, gerushin. This is also the ksiva, also the Chesima, also the Nesina, all have to be done Lishmi, V'Lishma, V'Lishem Gersh. We're running a bit late, so we'll discuss a few issues, maybe a little bit more Bekitzer. Because of La Sefer Krisus. What's the definition literally? A bill of divorce? Krisus more would mean Koires, a separation. A bill of separation. In the German and Yiddish Scheidelbrief. Upshaten, to separate. Chazal Dashen from this, that even though it would be possible for him to put a Tanai in the Gerushin, but it can't be a Tanai which will be forever. Do you remember that Chafala from Ebeis we learned? If he makes a Tanai, Shaloi Tishti Yayin Lo Oilom, it's a Krisus. It's no good. He can make Tanoim, but not Tanoim which are going to go forever. Today, we don't do Tanoim. There was one case where a husband had to run away, but he felt that he might be able to come back within a year or two, so nothing was written in the get, but he gave over to the Edim. There is a possibility of writing a Tanai, but as a general rule, it's not done. It's not done in Gittin today. We don't do it. Because of law, Sefer Krisus has to be written in the get in Yonim of Krisus. We just learned yesterday or 2 days ago that the Chloikis and the Gemara, the Lishoinis of Krisus are Fedein di Yahavi Leichi Minoi, this should be from me for to you, Sefer Krisus, Sefer Truchani Gereshmukim, we get Pturin, or V'harei at muteres l'chol adam. Today we write, as you see on the get on screen, today we write both of them in the get, and that's called Torah Faget, those are li'kufa, because those are the lishaynis of Gerishin, which we learn from the pasuk of Sefer Krisus. Digduke nusach. Just yesterday we learned in the Peheh Amid Beis how careful we are about what we write on the get. Don't write l'mechach, the mashma kichucha, the mashma like a joke. We write DC Havion, we stick in three Yudin to make sure that it shouldn't be confused. Every Lashon in the get is a Lashon HaMavuror. You don't write Igeres with a Yud so that it could be confused for something else. Every word in the get is thought of from all sides so that it should clearly mean a Lashon of Gerushin, nothing else. We have pretty much a standard Nusach today based on these Gemaras. Interestingly enough, if a get is received, let's say a get shlichus, and it deviates a little bit from the standard nusach, so even if it deviates in something, which in the Gemara would seem that there's no problem, but right away there's going to be a question, why did the Rav deviate? If we don't know who the Rav is, so maybe he's not a baki with the Gitnu Kedusha. This Sefer Kavnoki is one of many Sfarim, but I think it's, as far as I know, it's used very much, in which he has a whole book of Seder HaGet. Line by line, he goes through what the Rav should say. It's brought down at the end of Shulchan Aruch. If you have a Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, the Seder HaGet from Aramri, in which he goes line by line 200 steps for a get to be written. And this is a Pirish, Kavnaki is a Pirish Amaramu, where he brings different inyanim from the Achrayim, Vaisophis, and questions what happens if you forgot this letter, what happens if you get a get without that word, what happens if this. We are very, very set in how we do it. If there's something wrong which is a chash psul, it's a chash psul. And if even if there's something wrong which is not a chash psul, if we don't know the rov, we're going to want to know why. I'll give you an example. A get once came into London Besdin 60, 70 years ago. Rav Abramsky was the dayan there. And the get said, if you have the, on the screen, you have the get in front of you. So after it says the place where we're sitting, Bemosa, whatever, so it starts off, Ano Moshe ben Yitzchak. The get said, Eich Ano Moshe ben Yitzchak. Now what's the difference? The difference is, Ano Moshe ben Yitzchak would mean that the Lashon of the get is Lashon Abal. He's saying the story. Eich Ano, how? Mi Shlomi ben Yitzchak would mean that the Eidin was signed on the bottom of the document. They're saying how Shlomi ben Yitzchak came and told us. La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it says that we don't write Eich, but if it's written, it's okay. But Abramsky said, I understand, but why is it written over here? I don't know the Rav. It came from some city, so they, and I'm like, why did he change? Well, they got nervous. We don't know the Rav. Maybe he's not qualified. But then Abramsky said, 1 second. This get came from Morocco, from the city of Fez. The Rif, 1,000 years ago, was the Rav in Fez. And the Rif brings that you write Eich Ano. So this get, this Rav was 100% right. this Kehillah is around for many years before the Shulchan Aruch, he's following the meaning of the Kehillah. Until our generation, all Gittin, as you see, are written in Pochus HaYoyser Ksav Ashur, similar to a Sefer Torah Ksav. The Rivosh held, for whatever reason, that the get could and should be written in Ksav Meshita, which would mean as any of our scripts that we write, a cursive script, Rashi Ksav, or any, what we normally use for our normal writing, that's what he held. In Algeria, Mokum Kuhunase Shala Rivosh, my understanding was, until our generation, when there was still a 50 years ago, whatever it was, when there was a still serious Kehila in Algeria, without a hefsek, the Kehila went straight from the time of the Rivosh till today, they would write their Gittin in a, not an Ksav Ashuris, but in a cursive script. We don't change a minig. Like we said, you're not Moitzi Lash. The minig on Mokum here is like that, that's the way we do it. In Yerushalayim, an interesting point is generally there are two basic nuschais, the Kehilas Ashkenazim have one nusach, Kehilas Asfaradim have a different nusach. When the Ashkenazi Shehila came to Yerushalayim, so they took a lot of the nuschais from the Sfaradim and they created, or Fulthalan created a nusach which has in it certain elements of the nusach Asfaradim. So if you have in front of you a get that was written in Yerushalayim, you'll notice that it will be with several shinu v'chol shum, it says that after the main shinu v'chol shum achar v'chanichet isli, it is not word for word the nusach of the Ramah. The Ramah and then the Simin Kuf Chav Tes has a nusach, and that's the nusach that all over the world Kehilas Ashkenazim use, except in Yerushalayim, for that reason. Because Rosh Shmuel Salman took on himself certain nuschos. V'nosan biyodo. He has to give her the get. It has to be mikoychoi. You all remember Daf Chav Dalet, we learned, we also had it just recently in Daf Ayin Ches, that he tells her Tli Giteich Me'al Gabe Karka, it's no good. He has to actually give her the get. Okay. He also has to give it to her with no, literally, you know, this is a metaphor which is not used figuratively, but has to be used literally. He has to give it to her with no strings attached. If there is still a string attached to the get, still connected to his pocket, the get is no good. We had that in Daf Chav Aleph. He has to give it to her. It has to be Dover HaKoyrish, that there's nothing connected to it anymore. Okay. I would like to finish with something which comes up in a lot of Gittin. Okay, let's say we wrote the get, the Eidim signed on it, and it's a kosher get. The husband is here, but the wife is not here. But we have the Nosan Biyodo. He has to give her the get. So he has to travel to where she is and give her the get. No, we just learned shlichus helps b'kala terakula, so shlichus helps in Gittin also. The husband can in fact give the get to his shliach, his emissary, proxy, and that shliach will go to where the woman is and give her the get. As you all remember from the beginning of the Masechta, we have issues when it comes to the place of the woman, the rabbonim, and the place of the wife will have issues. Well, is this not mezuyif? Is it a kosher get? So the shliach has to be there at the writing, and he says b'fanei nechtam, he says b'fanei nechtam, and therefore the get can be written. But shlichus is acceptable. The difficulty is, what happens if you have people in separate countries, far away, and it's not, you know, there's also an expense involved. You're going to get somebody to travel abroad, overseas, to actually give the get? Is there a way where the get can be given with nobody actually doing the traveling? The get has to travel, but can it travel unaccompanied? Can it travel on its own? So the Achronim have many, many discussions about this, and based on the sugya and the flamid, the standard minig is the following. If the husband and wife are in the same city, give the get in front. Why not? Why should we deal with difficulties? But if they're in separate countries, so we have the following eitzah. We have a way to send the get in the mail. Registered mail. How do we do it? We follow the sugya in Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, what happens if there's a shliach that's bringing the get and he becomes ill? He can make another shliach in front of Beis Din. He comes in front of Beis Din. Now maybe get Din is a mechola, he's ill. Or he's a shliach be Beis Din. So he comes in front of Rebbe and he says, I can't go any further, I have to travel another several hundred miles, kilometers. In front of Beis Din, he tells the Beis Din, like the Mishnah says, he tells them, then the Beis Din signed, and in front of the Beis Din, he's memana a second shliach. Fellow was healthy, who could travel the rest of the way. Okay? The Beis Din then gives the second shliach a Maisa Beis Din signed by all three of them. I have some standard mischoyas over here. The Beis Din then gives the second shliach a document signed by three of them saying the following. Came in front of us the first shliach. He said in front of us, b'fanei nechtav, so you, Beis Din in the Makom HaNasina, don't have to worry that the get is forged. We have here a kiyum on the get. The kiyum of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. And he was maman in front of us, this other gentleman. This other gentleman then goes with the get and with this harshah, travels to the Makom Aisha, comes in front of a Beis Din, three rabbonim over there, shows them the harshah. They are familiar with the chsimis of the rabbonim that is not mezuyif, so they're comfortable. He then gives the get to the woman, and like the Mishnah says, Va'omer, doesn't say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, he can't say Allah, he says Va'omer, shliach Beis Din, and I'm a shliach Beis Din, he can give the get. Based on this Mishnah, we have an Eitzah how to give a get without nobody traveling overseas. How is that? The husband is Mamana here, a shliach, and he tells him Mefurish, I'm Mamana you a shliach, and I give you permission to be Mamana as many other shlichim as you want, up to 100. Not only that, even if you're well, because the Mishnah is talking about Chayli, even if you're a Bari, and we add on in the Nusach, Afilu Alidei Post, even through the mail, Alidei Abei Doer. So the husband now is Memana Shliach Rishon. The Shliach Rishon has the get in his hand. When the Shliach Rishon is Memana the Shliach Sheni, is it like how when the husband is Memana the Sofer, that it has to be face to face? No. It doesn't have to be. In theory, even the husband can be managed to be a shliach rishon. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan wanted to do it. Believe that. The shliach rishon can be managed to be a shliach rishon, right? So we have here a simple answer. The shliach rishon comes with his first harshah, that the husband made him a shliach. Okay? The husband can then leave. He then can go to any Beis Din. Practically, it's done in front of the same Beis Din who made him, who was there when he became the first shliach. He goes in front of the same Beis Din and he says, look, I'm here, let's say, in New York. I'm aware of a fellow who lives in Yerushalayim. Let's say the husband in New York, the wife in Yerushalayim. I'm aware of a fellow who lives in Yerushalayim. I would like to be Mamana him as a shliach. And I'm Mamana him. He's not here now. So what? I know him. I'm aware of him. I would like you to be aware that this get, b'fonai nechtam, and I would like you to be aware that I, here in front of you three dayanim, am a man of that gentleman in Yerushalayim to be the shliach sheni. What's wrong? Nothing. I have your harshah rishonah, which says that I have a right to be a man of any other shliach, even if I'm healthy. So we do that. The man, then the Beis Din right away writes for him a second harshah from the shliach rishon to the shliach sheni, saying that all of this, what we just spoke about, happened, and they ate simonim on the get, that the get shouldn't be mezuyif. And then they can send it to the... would be maybe better to send the get in one packet by registered mail and the harshah in a separate packet. So then when the harshah comes to the shliach sheni, then when the get comes, he looks, it shtims with the simonim, the first letter here. The way they do it over here is simoni aget. The first letter, first word in the third line is kach v'kach. The last letter in the third line is kach v'kach. The first letter in the eighth line is kach v'kach, etc. They give simonim of hokim on the get. So even though the get was never in hand, it was in transit, it doesn't lose its cheskas kashrus. We don't have a chashziyif on the get because we have simonim of hokim, which came under the chsima of dayonim. The get comes in. The shliach sheni then turns around and comes to the Beis Din. Practically, the Beis Din calls the woman to come. The shliach sheni comes to the Beis Din with the get, with the shliach sheni, with his harshah. They read it, they accept it. They read it and they accept it. And then the shliach sheni actually goes over and gives the get to the woman. What does the shliach sheni say? He doesn't say b'fanei nechtav. He says shliach Beis Din. He gives over the get, and then she becomes b'gureshes through the get that was given al yedei the shliach sheni. In a nutshell, it's very sad. Like we will be noyitz the end of the shir in the beginning. It's very sad when a get has to be given. But in a nutshell, this practically is the way that getin are given bismaneinu, sai in the normal way when they're given b'fonav, and sai in the way when they're given Chayei Shlichus, we should all have a Gmar Chasim Lateva.